O'Mara Show.
Well, duh.
Hey, everybody. Gather around. My sexy man's gonna fill your ears with magic.
Hey, snorers. Get on the line to get on the air right now. 87.
It's the mic.
7-365-3636. We'll talk about anything you choose to talk about. Also, don't forget this Saturday, we want everybody to come downtown for our big Cinco de Mayo party. We'll all be wearing sombreros. We'll all be drinking Dos Equis.
Yes.
And we'll all be urging you to have a very good time.
And to, what is it? Be thirsty?
Stay thirsty, my friend.
Stay thirsty.
We invite you to visit WJFK.com. Click on Mike. Once you're there, check out our podcast.
Click on.
Did you hear about that? MikeOmaraShow.com.
Oh, I'm sure I've been notified because they always tell me everything.
But I do have big news regarding the internet.
Oh, good.
Overall, our ranking as far as the podcast in the nation, still
number nine.
And also, as far as comedy podcasts are concerned, we are number four in the United States.
Wow. That's something.
Number four. Number one is Lewis Black. Number two, Comedy Central. Number three, Best of YouTube.
They're all right.
We are at number four.
Number five is Oprah.
How in the name of God did that happen? Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, Jeff, I'm not going to take that call. Joe, I don't want to take a call about somebody who knows where Matt is. That's not going to work, right?
Joe and Matt get together and plan contests for us, I think.
That's very good. Let's go to Rich in Centerville, who is here to talk about sleep apnea. Yes, Rich, go ahead.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Somebody who has passed away from sleep apnea, big strapping buck, arch nemesis of the Redskins, Reggie White.
Oh, that's right. Reggie White. Very
that
sad.
That got him?
Yes. Be serious.
I have sleep apnea. I wear the machine at night. I know it's a pain in the butt, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Chicks love it, though. Chicks go crazy over that.
Are you fat?
Yeah, he's gone, Rob.
I'll say yes.
It's a follow-up question. Let's go to Gib in
Not
Burlington. Gib,
we don't know
you're on
too
the Mike
much.
We didn't ask him the first 2 weeks,
that's
guys.
That's true.
Let's go to Gib in Burlington. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're just doing a little radio show. How are you, Gib?
Pretty good. So about a year ago, my girlfriend's dad died of complications related to sleep apnea.
Does that mean like he just didn't wake up in the morning?
No, what it means is that the arteries going from his heart to his lungs got inflamed as a direct result of the sleep apnea. And as a result, the blood couldn't get through there. His blood wouldn't oxygenate anymore, and then all of his organs failed.
You want to take my snore clips home, Rob? You want to do that?
I have no follow-up question.
Who wants to talk about that?
I don't want your thingy, and I think this is an isolated incident.
But seriously, if you stop breathing while you're, you know, sleeping, you might want to think about getting some sort of a device. That's an area of your health. I don't give you a hard time about your health normally.
Thank you.
As far as you and I are concerned,
all of a sudden I've become quite important to you.
We love to eat. You and I like to have a good meal
and
occasionally.
And what goes with that? Good drink.
But in that, do I bother you about that?
You never have.
Never, and you don't bother me about
it. No,
never. That's why we get along so well. But the fact is, this is something you ought to think about.
Now, because I don't want the mask.
Mm-hmm.
That's like $20.
You might need it, though. You might need it for your sleep apnea, because that is something where sleep apnea is actually, you know, stopping and shutting down, literally stopping the oxygen coming into your body for periods of time when you are snoring.
I'll speak to the widow Spiewak and see if she thinks it's a good idea.
We'll start with the clip.
Let's go to Mike in Rochester.
She might not want me to fight the apnea. She might want me to embrace the apnea.
Mike, you're on the show.
And then she cashes in on my big fat will.
Go to the light.
She's standing over you going, die, you bastard.
Woke up this morning, she was sprinkling arsenic on my face.
Mike, what can we do for you?
I got sleep apnea and it's ugly, dude. It's bad.
How bad is it?
Well, I mean,
how do you know you have it anyway? Does your wife tell you have it?
Anyway,
that's the best thing. I used to wake up with my girlfriend who was like a total sex fanatic. She'd be on the couch in the morning and I'm like, something's definitely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, the snoring's out of control. So my buddies, you know, I'll videotape me on a snowmobile trip in the cabin one night and I was turning purple. Finally, I did the sleep study. Got the machine, the mask, it totally stinks, even though I have the mask and about three different machines.
When you say everything. It totally stinks, you're talking about the mask
yeah,
that actually
that stinks.
Stinks.
Believe me, it stinks, too. It's a terrible, terrible thing. It's not cool at all.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate that. We've got a guy that thinks he knows where Matt is. Let's take a call right now. I'm going to assume that these are incorrect guesses we're getting here, because if they are correct guesses, it ruins the game.
I have a dump button.
Jeff from York, Pennsylvania, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I know where he is.
Where is he?
I'm a truck driver. He's Shenandoah's Pride Dairy.
No. You're incorrect.
Ha ha.
Should I give the clue out one more time?
You should.
All right, here
this would be a perfect time to do that.
Read it with an excited amount of passion.
Would you like me to read it with a British accent?
I would.
Yeah. We remember Matt the Jew. Today he is hiding from you, but if you rise to the top, this game you will stop. You'll be bursting with pride when you do.
Where in the world is Matt Hussein?
Without further ado, let's get to our very first buzz of the afternoon. And
you
good luck
prankster.
Finding Matt. Ah, you like that? I'm doing that all day.
All day?
I'm not going to allow you to play with my levels.
You're going to need a clip on your finger.
Thank you very much. Buzz, what's going on?
Oh, President Bush is blaming Congress, first of all, for the higher gas and food prices. He says lawmakers need to allow oil drilling in animal preserves. One senator says Bush is a little too light.
Post your thoughts in the forum and
late to the Environmental Party to have any credibility on the subject. The president says he can do that.
Interested in solving the problem, they can send the right signal by saying we're going to explore for oil and gas in the U.S. territories, starting with ANWR. We can do so in an environmentally friendly way,
he says.
Didn't he basically say at this press conference today there's nothing he can do about gas prices?
Yeah, he said he can't wave a magic wand, I believe were his words.
I'm real sorry, there's no magic wand waving here, and you're all on your own. We're looking for $5, $6 a gallon by the end of the summer. How'd I do, Dick? Did I do all right for you, Dick? Yes, sir.
Did you watch most of that press conference today?
I watched a very small part of it. I did not see the part where he came out and he said, I can't wave a magic wand. You know, if you know anything about this guy, he's in bed with these people. Come on.
He's an oil man.
He's an oil dude.
He looked especially retarded today.
I plan to be because they're going to ask me about gas prices, so I'm going to look like me a tard.
And you love flirting and chatting with the press, don't you?
Bigfoot, I'm not dead.
You like that book?
Yes, sirree. Where's Matt Goldstein?
He's at the dairy farm.
Yeah!
It's a state of emergency in parts of Virginia where tornadoes carved out a violent path yesterday. At least 200 people got hurt in the twisters that demolished dozens of homes. A Memphis 911 dispatcher and supervisor have been relieved of duty after the dispatcher started snoring during an emergency call.
Well, let's hold on just a second here. If you say snoring, let's go to Brian in Bethesda. Brian, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Brian? It said snoring death, Buzz. That's all he had to say. Lane in D.C., do you snore?
I do snore.
Thank you very much. Now back to more Buzz Burbank.
So this dispatcher and supervisor have been relieved of duty because the dispatcher started snoring during a call at 911. The caller told the operator that someone was trying to break into her house. The line went silent. After a full minute, the snoring started.
Do you snore? We haven't even talked to you about this.
Almost never. It can happen if I've got, you know, something sinusy going on. But otherwise, generally, I don't.
Even with your, you know, horrible smoking that you do all the time, you don't
snore? Smoking, although the cause of many things, doesn't cause snoring or sleep apnea. Oh,
Buzz, always the perfect man.
That's, well, nearly.
Mm-hmm. So skinny.
So skinny. So petite.
You know what? That really can't be good for him.
No, not at all. He's got to put on some weight.
I'd like to see who lives longest after the food shortage.
Bring him some Dunkin's, Rob.
Bring him some creams.
Mm-hmm. A country singer, Mindy McCready, says she does not refute yesterday's New York Daily News story that links her romantically with former baseball star Roger Clemens.
She's not backing it up?
No, she is backing. She's not refuting the story. Let's put it that way. She's not saying that the newspaper was wrong. She was asked, is the newspaper wrong? And she said,
calm
no.
Down. I'm just asking. I'm doing a follow-up.
And I'm just explaining.
Take a breath.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She said she's not refuting the story, but it's not really coming out and saying totally that she did. She didn't give any details about sleeping with him. Or
the newspaper gave a lot of details, and she didn't refute any of them.
And has he said anything, or is he like still sequestered?
Yesterday, Clemens' lawyer admitted a friendship between McCready and the Clemens family, but denied there was anything sexual.
Hmm.
The newspaper said the two met when she was just 15. Clemens was already 28 and the father of two at the time. The affair had reportedly continued for over 10 years. McCready, meanwhile, is declining to refute, as I said, the story from the New York Daily News.
It's back when Roger was a member of the polygamous sect.
I hear that Roger Clemens is guilty.
Guilty as charged. Guilty of being hot?
Guilty of being a great lover, Mike.
And now that you've seen more of Hannah Montana, you'll be seeing her less. The New York Post quotes a Disney source as saying, you won't be seeing her for a while. The company is keeping her away from events.
Give me a break.
Tomorrow's the day the new Vanity Fair comes out featuring more racy photos of Miley on top of the ones that have surfaced on the internet.
Okay, what we've got here is you've got someone who
makes a gazillion dollars mm-hmm. for the Disney Channel. Mm-hmm. She does it by having her own cute little Disney-style television show.
Right.
Then she becomes the megastar when she does the Hannah Montana tour.
Right.
And anybody that's seen even excerpts from the Hannah Montana tour shows mm-hmm. what effectively is a Britney Spears concert. Mm-hmm. It might be a little bit toned down, but she's up there.
She's grinding.
She's bumping and grinding mm-hmm. up there. And then she has these pictures taken, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden it's like, you've been treating this 15-year-old, or in many cases a 14-year-old,
yeah.
like she was 35 for 2 years now.
Right.
And suddenly, you know, these mothers that have their toddlers with Hannah Montana t-shirts mm-hmm. are saying, oh, I just don't think this is right.
But Kathy Lee Gifford is very upset about
this. Oh, of course she is.
Well, it's easy. It's a good cause for her.
It's an easy cause. Sure. And once again, I know this seems to be a recurring theme, but I get the impression that we're being manipulated again. We're supposed to feel bad about that. Nobody says a word when Hannah Montana's doing her little show and we take all the 9-year-old girls right. out to see this show.
With her muscular male dancers?
Exactly.
Yeah. Really?
And it doesn't make sense to me. Now it's bad because of one. Email us if you choose. Coming soon. I guess we have a big meeting about this week.
This without harming the environment.
If Congress is true.
One photo with Annie Leibovitz, and that's the photo where a parent. And now you hear the story about the parents leaving the photo shoot. This is once again. How can we get so upset about crap? How can we get so upset
about... It's a nice distraction from our real problems.
This is stuff that doesn't matter.
And the next page, did you hear on the Today Show or the morning shows this morning, that people are upset that she was photographed with her father?
Well, you know what? I was more seriously, when I saw those photos, mm-hmm. I have a 10-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old daughter, and those photos were weird to me.
They're right. weird. Right.
They were. Right. They creep me out. Oh, do you ever see yourself at any level posing with Julia like that, where she's basically reclining
on you?
No.
You
know,
and not. This is not like a little girl sitting on her daddy's lap.
Oh, no. It's way past that.
This is a girl that's sitting in this provocative pose.
Exposed midriff.
That looked almost as though this is how you would photograph, you know, married couples, not
lovers.
A father and daughter.
Right.
It's, you know, the whole thing. It's all carny crap anyway.
True.
I mean, you got Billy Ray Cyrus, who had one hit. And then he's coming out with Miley Cyrus, and she's making a fortune, and he's riding that all the way to the bank.
But don't worry, Disney's got his figure. They have the whole thing figured out. They're going to treat her like a video release of Snow White.
And
they're
going to
put her in the vault.
You know, when you talk about the manipulation of this, I feel though that maybe behind the scenes, no one is getting upset about this out of any of the camps because she is making the career transition.
Yeah, she's
that they've all
almost
made.
She's no better way to do it.
She's an adolescent now,
and she's making that transition
right.
where she'll be able to sell more records. You know, and they're going to make noise about it at Disney because Disney can because they're saying bye bye to her anyway.
Right.
But the Cyrus family, you know, they're probably getting upset
they
all the way to the
didn't
bank.
Didn't want her to grow up so fast. They should have fed her organic milk.
And Disney is not that upset because remember, even when she stops doing it, they're going to own. How many ever seasons there
all
are
of them,
and
all
Hannah
of them.
Montana
and really
and the licensing.
Everybody makes money.
Yeah.
I just don't think the way these people are handled today, and they've got so many people around them, and they even mentioned at the photo shoot that either her family mm-hmm. or her handlers were at this photo shoot.
Sure
someone was there with her the entire time.
Grandma Cyrus was there.
Grandma Cyrus, the big old handler. They know what's going on. And
I
just don't trust anything anymore.
Rightly so.
Do you think it was planned? Do you think any element of it was planned?
You know, I have really, I think I'm turning into Joe Ardinger because I have so many conspiracy theories with this. But you look at this and they have right of some of the approval on these photos. They're looking at digital photos when these are coming out. You have the shot of her, and she goes, okay, this looks fine, mm-hmm. and the handler looks fine. Are we supposed to believe that they're this stupid, that they're not going to look at a photograph of a 15-year-old girl with a bare back and say, you know, this might be cause for concern, or that Billy Ray's not going to look at that picture with
We haven't seen the papers they signed. It's entirely possible that the magazine said, we're going to print these pictures. They're our property.
Rob's music that he's playing would indicate that perhaps he thinks they're a little backwoodsy.
Question was, are we supposed to think they're that stupid?
God, we are getting so many calls about sleep apnea, Buzz. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Let's go to Todd in Vegas. Todd, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going this afternoon?
We're doing great, Todd. How are you?
Enjoying your show on the stream. That's the best thing I can tell you.
Thank you very much.
Basically, I've been a sleep apnea sufferer for about 3 years, and
we're with you. We're with you, Todd. At least Rob and I are. Buzz doesn't have it.
but I'll tell you this. I went for a sleep study about 2 years ago, uh-huh. and they said I had severe sleep apnea.
Right.
And then they put my doctor put me on a BiPAP machine with oxygen and the whole nine yards and everything. And then about a year later, I went back for a retest, and my settings changed completely. I actually went from being severe sleep apnea to just regular to moderate sleep apnea.
Oh, keep us posted.
All right. Well, believe me, I will.
All right. Well, you know, that call actually caused me to have sleep apnea right there. All right. We are foregoing all the sleep.
That call was a sleep study.
You know, if you want to talk about Miley Cyrus, I'll talk to you. Sleep apnea calls, we know. You all have it.
Right.
You got the machine. You're fine.
Everybody has it.
Number one thing, Rob, that I've heard, though, for you and me.
Yeah.
If we stop being fat, we won't get the sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure it's worth it.
Exactly. Renowned photographer Annie Leibovitz, meanwhile, finds herself defending her art against accusations of sexualizing a 15-year-old girl.
Well, what's she going to say?
Which, by the way, is about the time they get sexual these days.
Of course, you know, Annie Leibovitz, we've mentioned it again and again and again, she is guilty of being hot.
Oh,
hot.
Absolutely guilty. Terminal hotness.
Turbo box.
It's a shame about her apnea.
Coming up in the second buzz, supporting our troops with pictures of naked women. And coming up in the final buzz, John McCain does a 180 on Iraq. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. I want to take a few more calls on this subject because people are just dying, and I think in some cases literally to talk about it. Kathy from Herndon, you're
Hello,
on the
what?
Mike.
What?
You're on the
Hello,
Mike
what?
O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Kathy?
I'm fine. I love your show, by the way.
Thank you very much. What can we do for you?
Well, I don't have sleep apnea myself anymore, but I just wanted to tell Rob he really should take it seriously because my brother-in-law had regular old outpatient, you know, when a...
Yes.
Tell Rob, Kathy.
I like Rob. I'm looking out for him. Mm-hmm. He had, you know, just regular old outpatient surgery in a surgical center. He apparently stopped breathing before they got him on the table, and he died.
How about that, Rob?
Isn't that something?
That's good.
I bet he was fat.
Joe, who is on 495, headed towards Baltimore. Sometimes I can't even get the state these people are in, but then I get a detailed description. How are you, Joe?
His surgery, they were having an eclair removed.
Rob, what? I'm sorry. What was
surgery,
that?
They were removing an eclair.
Thank you. Okay, there we go. Once again, let's go to Joe, who's on 495. What can we do for you?
What's up, Mike?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, both me and my brother suffer from sleep apnea, and we both had the sleep test done. I have what they consider severe oxygen desaturation when I go to sleep at night, but my brother, they actually timed him, and he actually woke up 105 times an hour, and his heart stopped 5 times in the 8-hour period of the study.
Congratulations. That's
so they literally sent him home with a CPAP machine.
Thank you very much. That's wonderful. Jose in Sacramento. We want to make this multi-ethnic, Rob.
Let's see if all the stories are alike.
Jose in Sacramento, you're on the show.
Hey, guys. I don't have sleep apnea, but I would think that the audience would love it if either you or Rob could tape yourselves at night wearing the clip to see if you guys could snore.
You know what? I might tape myself, but I probably wouldn't wear the device. I would actually risk my life for the show because Carla did it one time. Carla did it when she had a cell phone that had recording capabilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they all do now,
don't
they?
I think.
Memo. It's usually called memo feature, I think.
Did I ever bring that in on the show? I don't think I did.
We need
talked
that.
About it.
I was on vacation, and this was not human. This sound that I produced, I thought it would be your standard Dennis Murphy.
Right.
This was a high-pitched, I cannot describe it.
Really?
It sounded almost cat-like.
Have you done
a
sleep study?
Yeah, a long time ago.
How bad is it? Because, I mean, every time it's explained to me, it just seems like hell on earth.
Well, the fact is you have to go to a place where, you know, you're not in a comfortable bed. You've got all these electrodes that are stuck on you where they're doing the test. And sometimes that alone makes it very difficult to fall asleep.
I would think so.
But they know they have, methods of relaxing you.
Yes.
They have women.
Nurse.
Yes, Rob, they bring in women. They bring in women with great hands.
That's nice.
That take care of you before.
Well, maybe it wouldn't kill me to try it.
Tom in Burlington, Vermont, you're on the show. Hello, Tom.
Hi, yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, yeah. What can we do? Yes, Tom, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you about my own personal hell. I got the sleep apnea.
Oh, please.
No.
Please.
Bill, you're on the show. How you doing, Bill?
Doing great. Just wanted to let you know that as you just related before, that sleep apnea test seems to cause it. You go into this room and they hook up all the electrodes to you and you try to sleep and it's very difficult. But that was when I weighed 380 pounds and before my surgery, and now I'm down to a svelte 250 pounds, but the apnea went away about 100 pounds ago.
Yeah, so, I believe that 100%. Thank you for the call, Bill. I totally believe that. Now, I've got somebody who says he's totally fine. I like that. The father has it.
It's about time.
Tim from Spokane, your father has it, and he's totally fine.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How's doing great.
Yeah, he's 84 years old. He's been on that CPAP machine for over 20 years.
Wow.
Perfectly healthy and fine, but he attributes the whole thing to lots of schnapps. So
lots of schnapps?
Yeah, that's it.
So
yeah,
well, drinks?
Carla actually tells me that, you know, when I've had me a night, that's when it's 10 times worse.
It's worse when you drink.
Yeah, because you're just like, you know, your mouth is hanging open and you're
right.
struggling for oxygen.
Dry.
Do you talk in your sleep?
Yes, I plan the show. I plan the show myself.
Always working.
Where in the world is Matt Goldstein? Bethann, how about a little communication? I see that you put Matt up, and that might be that we tell me we don't have a winner already. Please tell me we don't have a winner already. Let's see. Here she comes.
Where in the world?
The queen of timing herself.
Where in the hell in the world is
in
Matt
one 1,000, two 1,000.
I think her timing is off
three.
Today.
What is taking you so long to come in here?
I was going to just talk to you on the thing, but you don't like that.
No.
Why
is he on hold?
In case you wanted to go to him.
Okay.
I was giving you
the
option.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nor do I know when we get calls from, guess where he is? I don't know whether they're correct or not.
Well, I figured the guy in where Burlington, Vermont didn't know where he was.
Okay.
Where in the world? Where in the world
is Matt Goldstein? Thank you, Bethann. That's Bethann McBride. Let's go to Matt Goldstein right now. Hello, Matt.
Hello, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm very lonely. No one has found me yet.
Oh, nobody's found you. Well, that's good. I like that.
Excellent.
And with clues like the Jew is hiding from you, I don't know how anyone hasn't figured it out yet.
Well, don't worry about the clues. You just have to worry about unbelievable.
I dumped it.
Matt.
Good.
Matt Gold's stupid.
What?
Matt Gold's stupid. Listen.
Matt Gold's stupid.
What is wrong? Seriously, I'm not going to yell at you, but I am going to yell at
yes,
you.
Yes, he is.
You can't say what's happening around you, dumbass.
That's not giving anything away.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it kind of is.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's why we dumped it out of the show.
Well, good for you guys. I didn't spoil it. I'm sorry.
Yes, you did.
I didn't spoil it.
See, all you have is attitude, no brains. What do you have to say for yourself?
I have nothing to say for myself, Mr. O'Meara. I apologize fully.
Apologize to Mr. Spiewak. He was more upset than I was.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Spiewak.
We'll talk.
All right. Well,
the way you do.
All right. We'll give you the last word here because, you know, I mean, but don't say anything about your whereabouts. Just say, I'm out here and I'm really looking forward to giving the money away. You just can't give anything out about your location.
Does this mean I'm getting hung up on?
No, of course not. I just want you to do that. I want you to promote the contest.
All right. Where the hell is my...
Thank you.
You know, even as low as we set our expectations,
we have given him an assignment. Literally.
I am so genuinely pissed at him right now.
We have given him an assignment that requires nothing.
Right.
It was explained to him, you don't talk about the clue and you don't talk about where you are. And what's the first thing he did?
I would be less upset if he came on and dropped the F-bomb.
You know, if you had let that go over the air, what he said, even though it was kind of a generic comment that he made.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not generic.
People
though.
Would hone in on that very, very quickly.
It's so clear.
Narrows it down, yeah.
Because there's really only one region in this tri-state league that would benefit from. Where in the world is Matt
Goldstein? Well, I can't wait.
Gotta get off.
Can't wait
that.
To check in with him again.
Let's go to John in Northern California.
Unless he's committing arson, there's no way he can be more disappointing than he was in that last segment.
John, do you have sleep apnea?
Yes.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Steve from San Jose, California.
An instant survey.
Do you suffer from a sleep apnea?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for the call. Brian, Sacramento, California. Tell us about your sleep apnea.
I got a friend to go camping with every year, and a few years ago, he...
Thank you very much. We appreciate the call. Brian from Southern Maryland, what's this about? We'll stop for an apnea death. We have an apnea death here, yes.
I recently died from sleep apnea.
I'm dying now.
Hold on, Brian. You get a prize for that. I'm putting you on hold. That was the apnea death call. They're still coming in.
Isn't it great?
John from Reston, sleep apnea. What is this?
And every story different.
Well, it's not like they're napping.
Go ahead, John. What can we do for you? Thing is, I don't wear the mask. I just have the little device that you'll see on WJFK.com. It's actually the snore eclipse.
But you have the mask, right?
I have it, but it's,
You've
I mean, I haven't.
Been able to incorporate it into your love making.
I haven't used it in years.
Yes.
In fact, I think I threw it out.
The CPAP machine.
The machine, and I think it was an expensive machine.
That's sad.
It had broken. I had stepped on it, like reaching up to it. I did not throw it.
Otherwise, we could inflate balloons with it.
Throw it.
You threw it.
No, I didn't.
Threw it at Matt.
Let's go to blank in somewhere. You're on the air on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you? Hello.
I used to have sleep apnea, but it's gone. You can get surgery, and it goes away.
Yeah, there is surgery for that.
Oh, to remove, like, the soft tissue?
Yes.
Remove the nose.
And one of your eyes. Bruce. Bruce, you have a guess about where in the hell is Matt Goldstein?
Yeah, is Matt in Anne Frank's house?
No, he is
not. He will be soon.
You've got the Matts confused here. And Joe in Texas. Joe, you are the final call of this segment. Joe, go ahead.
Well, unlike that other guy, I actually have one who died of sleep apnea. My best friend died. One of my best friends died about 2 months ago. Massive heart attack.
While he was sleeping?
No, it was her. But yeah, while she was sleeping.
Very
she was
sorry.
27 years old.
Really? And it was she overweight?
Yeah, she was overweight.
Mm-hmm,
She was overweight, and she had done that test, and, you know, they called cold blue on her twice. She had the CPAP machine and everything.
I'm sorry about your friend. I am sorry about that, Joe.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, do something about it.
Yes, Rob, do something about it.
Apparently, I came from this call, if you're fat enough, not even a CPAP machine can help you.
Absolutely, if you're too fat.
If you use it.
Thank you very much for the call, Joe. You cheered us all up.
Okay.
Don't
I guess throw.
I
done.
Heard you both stop when someone was saying something.
He
and
started to say something.
He did start to say something.
No, the caller.
Who started
did.
To say something?
The caller started.
What did he start to say?
I have no idea.
He didn't finish.
Paul in Stafford, Virginia. Paul, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I have great news. I don't have sleep apnea, and I never had it.
Thank you very much. And on that, we will end our calls about sleep apnea.
Yay.
Never to be brought up again. Thank you very much. Coming up on the show, we are going to talk with a wonderful author. His name is Graham Romeo. He is the author of Bigfoot. This is the real title, folks. I Not Dead. That's right. Bigfoot, I Not Dead. All about Bigfoot. And also, I'll tell you about a brand new game we're going to play based on reality television that I've been watching a lot of lately. Mm. That's all coming up on The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.